We're doing Jewish history. We're up to the year 2238 from creation. Yaakov and his sons go down to Egypt. Yaakov is 130 years old. It's interesting that within the Shemitah cycle, that was the fifth year of the Shemitah cycle. Levi was 43 years old at the time. They're coming into Egypt, and Levi's wife goes into labor. And they don't stop. And she has the baby in the walls. As they're crossing into Egypt, Levi's wife gives birth to a baby girl, which they call Yocheved. Yocheved. She's Moshe's mother. Now, I want you guys to think what that name means. She is the first baby to be born as they enter Egypt, and they name her Yocheved. Think about it. Now, Yocheved is going to have her children at a very old age. At 130 years old, she has Moshe. So figure Aaron was 3 years older than Moshe, so she, at 127, she has Aaron, and Miriam was probably in between them. So she has these three children, and I'm unaware of a source that she had children prior to this at a very old age. Now, some say that as we were traveling down to Egypt, another person was born named Eov, Job. Remember, we have three or four opinions in the Talmud when the book of Job was written. When did Job live? Some say he lived in Abraham's time. Some say he lived in Moshe's time. And some say he lived in the period of the Shoftim, in the period of the Judges. And still others say he never lived. It's a fictitious, it's a book. It's not clear whether he was Jewish. That would depend. If he was in Abraham's time, he was not Jewish. If he was in the Shoftim and Moshe's time, so that's a good question whether he was Jewish. According to the Medrash, he was Egyptian. He was not Jewish. He was one of Pharaoh's advisors. So that's one opinion. Now, we have another phenomenal thing that we find in the Torah here, and that is that the Torah describes a bunch of generations being born from Yehuda before we descend to Egypt. Now, if you think about it, you have 22 years. In those 22 years, Yehuda gives birth to Peretz, who gives birth to Chetzron. Now, you don't really have 22 years. You have 16 years or less in that period, because you have a 22-year gap between when they sold Yosef and they descended to Egypt. There were 22 years. In that period, Yehuda gets married, has three children, Er, Onan, Shelah. Er and Onan come of marriageable age, so let's say that was 8 years old. They get married and die, and Shelah becomes 8 years old. So you have to figure you already had 9 years pass out of those 22, so you're down to 13 years. And then Yehuda lives with Tamar. He doesn't know it's Tamar, right? And then he has twins, Peretz and Chetzron. So let's say you're down to 12 years left. And then Peretz and Chetzron get married, and Chetzron has a child. Now, this isn't the Medrash. This is in the Torah. If you look at the Torah, so you see that after Yosef's sale, Yehuda gets married. And then when the Torah records who descended to Egypt, you find that the Torah records Yehuda, Shelah, Chetzron, Peretz, and Chetzron. See, Yehuda, in a period of 13 years, Yehuda gives birth to a child and becomes a grandfather. And from there, the Talmud, that's one of the sources, but the Talmud writes in Tractate Sanhedrin that the generations of yesteryear, the generations of the period of Moshe, they could procreate at a much younger age. The Talmud says that you find in a few places that they could get married and have children at a much younger age. We find that Achitophel was a grandfather at age 33. And his granddaughter, Batsheva, she's already a mother. And she was all 7 or 8. So you see from there, the Talmud gives a few sources, but we basically see that the men and the women could procreate at a younger age. In the days of the Talmud, it was not so. The Talmud assumes that under 9 years old, nothing's going to happen. A boy can't do anything under 9 years old. And a girl also needs to hit a certain age for puberty. But the Talmud says, you see in the Torah, you see in the Tanakh, that people's nature changed. Even today, they're starting to find that the age of puberty is shifting. They're not sure why, but in the last century, every 30, 40 years, the age of puberty seems to go down a year. Meaning they're finding that today, children are hitting puberty at 9, 10 years old, when it used to be 12, 13. And it's been shifting in the last century, and they're not sure why. So coming back to here, the Talmud says that in the days of the Tanakh, kids would hit puberty at 8. And they'd get married at 8. They could have children at 8. 7 or 8, depending on the kid. So when we entered Egypt, we have Yocheved is born. According to some, Eov is born. And now we saw that Yehuda's grandchild, Chetron, was already born. Yehuda had a son, Peretz, and Chetron was already born, and he was already 2 years old. Peretz was 10 years old, a 10-year-old dad. And now we're up to the next year, when we've entered Egypt, and what goes on there, that's where we'll pick up Bezat Shem next week.